Something.
Welcome to
People Say Words.
It's Lane a podcast.
Announces the robot terror. Wait, what? Lane announces the podcast title like a robot.
Robobot.
You should just tell him how you feel. Wesley.
Yeah, this is your everyday weird podcast. You listen to
no, it's not every day. It's only weekly. It's your weekly.
So not every day. I said it's your everyday. Like,
oh, it's your average.
Yeah, your everyday.
Oh, okay.
Podcast that's hosted by Lane and Andrew.
Yeah, we still don't have an introduction. Or wait, or what is it called? We don't have a thing.
An opener.
I know, yeah.
An opening.
Because we're not smart or clever enough to make it ourselves.
Dun, dun, dun. Yeah, no, we're not. Definitely brainiacs over here. No. Anyway, how was your day, Lane?
That was good.
That was Lane's day.
It was good. I painted checkers.
I painted checkers on butts.
I painted checkers on butts.
I put butts and checkers together.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Yeah. Lovely.
I have a nice day.
That's good.
Let's work.
What day is it today, Andrew?
Today is April 10th, 2017.
Oh, my God.
The best day.
It's, if I could vote on a day that would be best day of the year, it would be April 10th, 2017.
Of every year.
Every year.
But only if it was 2017.
Yeah, because the best day of 2018 will not be April 10th. Definitely not.
Definitely. We're on it right now. Definitely. You know why? Because today is episode number 23.
And that's the relevant number if you like Jim Carrey and horror movies.
Nice.
And that's the only reason that you would like the number 23.
Nice.
How the podcast works is we go on Facebook and we get people to send us questions. And maybe we talk about them. And
can
maybe
you
we
not do that?
And then we talk about the questions.
And then we answer them best we can.
Mm.
With the little knowledge that we have.
Yeah. Hopefully there's no science questions.
Noting that everything that we say is taken with large amounts
of salt. It's recommended.
So much salt.
It's recommended that you don't eat any sodium in
this
a day.
This podcast should be called People Eat Salt. People surf salt.
People listen with salt. Actually, Listen with Salt would be a good podcast.
Listen with Salt's
name.
Good, yeah. That'd be a good one. We should do another podcast called Listen with Salt.
Listen with Salt.
We'll make this one that
it'll
one.
Just be science questions.
That we have no
it'll
idea
be like,
how to
it'll
answer.
Be people, like people said to get
how long would it take for a black hole to form?
Long time.
It depends how long it takes to puncture space.
That actually, I would maybe listen to a podcast called Listen with Salt.
Because it would just be a bunch of answers that
are some of the,
not
the
right.
There's a couple of YouTubers that I watch, and they're like a group of YouTubers, but there's a couple of them that always have these like bullshit science things, but they have really good poker face. They're like, oh no, that's because like blah 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 blah, and people are like, no, what are you fucking talking about? Like, no, and then he'll go off and explain this really complicated science thing, but in a really shitty way.
There's definitely been a few times where we tried to explain something, and then later on we'd be like, I don't think that was right.
Toby called us out on that thing.
He did.
What was the thing that we were talking about?
I can't remember
we need to ask him. Toby, send us a message. Tell me what you were calling me out on. I want to know. Should we just do?
Just go to the questions.
Uh-huh.
You want to pull them up?
They are pulled up. Wait. Yeah, they're pulled up right here.
Right now we're
fool.
Listening to.
No, you fool.
Listen
they're right here.
Your,
it's right. Yeah. It's. I don't want to spoil them. They're right below.
Oh, okay.
In the chat.
I'll roll.
Because they weren't written down.
I got.
You died. All right.
You get a job as a male stripper. Life goals accomplished. What is your stage name and gimmick? That was Genevieve. So, Lane, what's your stage
name? No, you go first.
And your gimmick.
What's my stage name? It's got
you're a male stripper, not a female stripper. You're
yeah,
male
stripper. I need to think of something that's funny without being super demeaning to myself.
Step one, be funny. Step two, not too demeaning. I'm a male stripper, but I still have dignity.
Hi, Bofori!
Always.
Always. I don't know. Oh my god. What?
I'm just saying, like salty balls.
No, but I don't. But that doesn't have anything to do with me. I guess I could just pick anything.
Yeah.
Ah. Let's see.
I could call you Moby Dick.
But why?
Or something that rhymes with Moby.
Joby Dick.
Or just Big
Dick. Joby Dick. Actually, wait, no, Moby Dick. It would be M-O-E, middle name, Bye. Initial B,
oh.
Last name Dick.
Call him Moby.
Moby Dick. And I would, yeah, there, okay, here we go. And my gimmick is, I hear it, here comes the comedy. Here it comes. So Moby Dick.
Comedy.
Okay, as I was saying, we're keeping that in. Okay, as I was saying, my name will be Moby Dick.
Yes.
And I'll be sea captain themed. So I'll have an eye patch and a peg leg dick.
A peg leg dick.
So because it's like the third leg.
So you're just going to like stick on a plunger to your penis?
No, it would be like a prop. It would be like a big wooden prop because I wouldn't want to go full. I wouldn't want to go full nudity.
Be a wooden, big wooden
It would be
prop.
Like a wood, big wooden dick. I'd be like, "Arr, my fucking, the whale bit my dick off, and now I've got a wooden leg." And I'd have...
Strap on Woody.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. And then, I would be dressed up like a sea captain. That's about it.
And what would be your gimmick? Oh, your gimmick is your wooden dick.
That's not a gimmick enough?
I guess that's accurate.
Oh, And then the white whale would come, which would be a big, fat, white guy. And then I guess I would fight him?
Or be like a giant sperm. I want to beat off with your wood.
Yeah, a giant sperm. Dude in a giant sperm costume, and I beat him off with my dick. With my stick. I beat him off with both hands.
I think that was a team effort answer. So you can help.
But, okay, well, I just start spitballing names?
That's what I did for you.
Pie. Do something with pie.
Mm. Ooh, it could be like a dessert.
Cream pie.
It's gotta be,
there you go, so, cream pie. Cool. That's easy.
I guess.
Just be named cream pie.
And I could have like, I don't know.
You'd have whipped cream. You'd have a big whipped cream dick.
Say I could have pieces of pie in my like underwear that I could pull out.
Ew.
And they would get all squishy.
Oh, gross.
I'm
covered with glitter. You don't want glitter in your pie. No.
Pie hole.
Yeah, there you go. Cream pie.
Yeah.
And you're also super white. So, you know, double entendre.
This could be something to do with the crust as well.
Ew, the crust? Let's not talk about the crust if you're a stripper. If you're a stripper, there should be no crust. There should be nothing crusty.
There should be no crust.
I think her pie will be both hot and moist, but hopefully not flaky.
Just like a nice piece of pie.
Come on.
Crusty.
I've never thought of two.
What?
I'm putting
What's your second one?
Cream pie.
Yeah, I'm using that one.
Okay, so what's... Now you make one.
For who?
I don't know, me or you.
Oh. It's a good male stripper names. I mean, there's so many like obvious ones, but you don't want to use the obvious ones.
Now I'm gonna Google cream pie stripper.
You're gonna get an
I'm gonna
awesome
get a lot.
Search.
Yeah, safe search on.
Jenny's gonna come over like your computer and just like images of, like lame
of naked dudes. I'd be like, it was research for the podcast. Lane, that podcast was 2 years ago. Oh. I hope this doesn't awaken something in me. Alright, think of a fucking stripper name, bitch.
Okay, use that one.
Okay. There.
I'm trying to go with another one, though. Like a good other.
Actually, I thought of three.
Which was the third one?
The third one was...
I came up with the first one.
Well, but I came up with, like, the flavor. You just said Moby Dick, but... No, you said...
You're taking all of the claim here.
I'm taking 70%.
I did say Moby Dick first. We can go back and listen to it. 70%. We have fucking audio proof.
I know, but I made the character.
Good for you.
So now you make a name. Wait, no, you make a character for... Never mind.
I did. I serve pie to people.
And I fill, no, I think you need
to fill it with special cream.
Ew. I think you should just have a dick that shoots whip... Like a big fake dick that shoots whipped cream.
Ooh, okay, now you just got my whole character.
Yeah. And you'd have cherries on your nipples. See, that's what you could throw. You throw out cherries.
I guess that'd be good. Yeah.
Like maraschino cherries.
Yeah.
And then I guess they'd just be pasties.
Squirt them with whipped cream and throw the cherries under them. Yeah,
perfect. You'd have pasties that look like cherries.
Yeah. I could refer to my penis as the tart.
Because it's sour?
I don't know.
And small?
I realize that's kind of backfires.
It's like not... You know, you want to call it, like, you know, the giant cake.
The three-layer
pie. Yeah, the triple layer... The
extra
triple,
filling.
Yes. Why would you call it a tart? Yo, hey girl, you want to try my tart? It's kind of tart and also really flat and, like, concave.
And flaky.
And flaky.
Gross.
So I'd be Moby Dick and you'd be Cream Pie.
And together we would be Communist Manifesto.
Oh shit, no! Team. No, Communist. What would Communist Manifestos? If Communist Manifesto became strippers for an episode. So Communist Manifesto becomes strippers for an episode. What would their stripper names be?
That'd be something like removal, clothing removal and co.
No. What were the secret police that Stalin had? What were they called? KGB.
Oh, the KGB. It would be the KGB.
No, but it needs to be KGB, but sexy words. KG. Kinky guy buns. That would be one of them.
Kinky guy buns.
Guy buns. And he would be dressed up like a secret police, and he would be going and arresting women.
And on each butt cheek, he would have a hammer on one butt cheek, and the other, he would have a sickle.
And then the other one, what's another Russia thing that we can make into...
Hats.
It would just be Vladimir Putin. And it would just be an exact duplicate of Vladimir Putin.
Holding the pee-pee video.
Yes. Yeah, like long pants, but shirtless, and he'd be wrestling a bear.
Right.
As the KGB arrested people.
What was arresting the bear?
No, just the girls.
Just the girls.
Just the girls.
Cuffing them up.
Possibly guys.
Throwing the key away somewhere.
If this is like an all-comers strip club, I don't know.
I feel like it's a 50-50.
Actually, not if KGB is there.
No, then it's only women.
Then it is all... They'd be arresting guys. They'd be doubling down.
They'd be arresting the males and just kicking them out. Mm. Oh, Russia.
They don't like the gays.
They do not like...
Okay, that's our answers. I'm gonna do a thing. Pew! You also rolled a 1 to start. 5! Now, see, I have to, try and not read the rest of the questions.
Read 5 out loud.
5! Is... Lunch meat, a deceptive name. Should it only be eaten for lunch, and can it be eaten at other times of the day?
So I had a little argument with Megan today.
About lunch meat?
Well, we had lunch, and we had sandwiches, which had lunch meat in
right.
them. And then later on, at like 3:30, 4 o'clock, we were going out to pick up food for dinner.
Yeah.
And I look over, and she's holding the package of lunch meat in her hand out of the fridge, and just like... dropping it piece by piece in her mouth.
Okay.
I'm like, what are you doing? And she's like, I'm hungry.
Right.
And I was like, so what are you doing? She's like, I'm eating the lunch meat. And I was like, it's for lunch, Megan. And she was like, it's deli meat. And I was like, you just called it lunch meat.
Okay, so what you're saying is this question was brought on by a spousal spat? Is that upstairs or downstairs?
That's upstairs.
Okay, cool. We're not sure if we're going to get, like, fucking ripped, like, swatted by our,
The little quiet moment earlier was brought to you by our
brought to you
neighbor
by,
downstairs
brought to you by Starbucks.
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 Starbucks. Such a great guy.
Starbucks.
Math.
Yeah, but, so what you're saying is you Who cares? I'm skipping that question. I'm skipping it.
Come on, no, you gotta answer.
Who cares?
Do you eat lunch meat for lunch? Or only lunch? Or do you eat it as a snack? Do you eat lunch meat as a snack?
I have eaten lunch meat as a snack.
Do you do it commonly?
No.
You buy it all the time?
No. I'd say I eat lunch... I eat deli... depends. It fucking depends. What if I want to... What if I go and buy some roast beef and I have a beef dip for dinner? Or what about all those times that I bought...
We're not talking about beef dip, though. We're talking about, turkey lunch meat or ham lunch meat.
What makes it lunch meat?
Okay, we're going to call it deli meat, like ham or turkey breast.
But you can get roast beef in the deli?
I know.
You can get...
I'm not talking about that, though. I'm talking about ham or turkey.
Well, what if I want to have a turkey club for dinner?
That's fine.
What if
you
I
don't, use... You... Oh, my God. Fucking sliced... ham,
right?
That you get on the meat slicer. Uh-huh. 95%. Like, where do you? When do you commonly eat it?
What if I want to have a ham sandwich for dinner? Being
fucking difficult with me.
Because it's
that's not what the question is. My question is, yeah. When do you commonly eat it?
Most times at lunch, but not necessarily.
Correct.
It's not exclusively a lunch thing.
I know. I eat it for breakfast, I eat it for dinner. I cook it in my breakfast meals with my eggs.
Wait, so what side are you on? I'm confused.
My point was that Megan should just eat it. Aw.
Well, then
we just bought it.
That's a completely That's a completely different conversation you need to be having. Not about the when you're allowed to eat it.
But she was wording it in a way that made me do it this
way. You were triggered. Andrew's triggered!
You bait me, bro?
Yeah, you I think Megan baited you.
Baited, bro. She totally baited me. Masturbated. And that's that sexual tension going there.
That's not sexual tension.
I thought Genevieve came over the other day. Why are you still peeling funnels?
I always do that. It's like a bad habit. Ow! I probably deserved that. Oh, not my leg hairs, girl. Nah, the all the glue's on this thing.
Lemon gin! So everyone knows, Lane seems to be going through an issue lately where he's peeling and breaking anything that he puts his hands on.
No, I need to peel off the labels of alcohol.
And split all of your balsa wood into small, tiny little slivers?
Yes, yes. But what I'm saying is that you can eat your ham whenever the hell you want. Eat the ham whenever you want. If the conversation was like, don't eat all of our
lunch... My point was like, why are you eating all of our lunch meat? We bought that because we need to make lunches this week.
Then did you say that explicitly?
No, I telepathically said that through spousal
words. But it might have got intercepted.
It did, probably by me going, what the hell are you doing?
Yeah, exactly.
She should know better, though.
So what you're saying is you're insensitive about, like, lunch?
Meat.
Okay. Well, that's the answer. You can eat ham whenever you want. Because what you should have really done is you should have been an adult and been like, oh, like...
Forgot, this was an adult building.
This is an adult building, just in case. This is an adult podcast.
I really hope he doesn't listen to the podcast.
Wouldn't that be hilarious?
It's coming from within the building.
Well, because how would he know? We live near Starbucks. It's a fucking mystery. Actually, it would be your laugh. He'd be, like, listening to it, and be like, wait, I know that laugh. And then he would just stomp, 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 stomp.
This is an adult building!
I'll kill you, you motherfucker.
Oh, he's fucking crazy. Okay.
So, yeah, you can... Wait, what was the fucking question, even?
Lunch meat.
Oh, that's taper zippers. Is lunch meat a deceptive name? No, what? It's not a deceptive name.
Should it only be eaten for lunch, or can it be
eaten You can eat lunch meat whenever you want, girl.
But is the name deceptive?
No.
Because people call it lunch meat, but most people...
No.
Like, people eat it other times of the day.
Who cares? It's not deceptive.
You're just choosing not to answer the question because you know it involves Megan and I.
Yeah.
You're just
but also, like, is lunch meat a deceptive name?
I would say it is.
Why?
Because people eat it other times of the day.
But just because it's called a thing does not mean that it is ironclad.
So if I called something like roast dinner and you ate it for breakfast, is that deceptive?
What is roast dinner?
I'm using an example.
If you made a product that was called roast dinner, what is in this roast dinner?
It's sealed and packaged roast.
And it's so it's a roast and it's like a dinner roast, as you would say.
Yes.
And it's called roast dinner. Yes. I don't think people would eat it for breakfast.
But then should people be eating lunch meat for dinner or breakfast or a snack?
No, because lunch meat's...
Shouldn't it be called lunch snack?
But lunch meat is just...
Or meat snack?
Here's a question. Was the meat that you bought, was there a label on it that said lunch meat?
I don't know.
Should we go get it? Did you get it from the deli? You got it from the deli, like 500 grams of honey maple ham?
Yeah, something like that.
Whatever?
Yeah.
That's not lunch meat. You can call it whatever the fuck you want.
Call it lunch meat.
I never call it lunch meat.
I always called it lunch meat growing up because I wasn't allowed to eat it any other time of the day except for sandwiches.
That's probably to prevent you from just going and doing what Megan did then.
Yeah.
Because... knowing you, you would just go and, like, you just walk the bag over to, like, the couch and just eat the bag of ham.
Just don't even take the plastic out. Just...
But, yeah, I don't think anyone calls it lunch meat.
What do you call it?
I call it whatever it is. Salami, ham, turkey breast. Whatever the fuck I bought. Because maybe I'm gonna make a fucking breakfast omelet with the salami.
That's delicious.
Maybe I'm gonna have a late lunch with the salami. Maybe I'm gonna buy roast beef and have a deep bit. A deef bit. Can we go get a deef bit, please? Yeah,
bit deef?
A turkey bit.
Turkey bit, baby.
I want the turkey bit.
B-b-b-b-bay.
Give me the bit of turkey.
The bit.
Okay, next question.
The lunch bit.
Next question. The answer is...
no.
The answer is don't bring your spousal bullshit on the podcast.
Does.
Oh, nice. We haven't repeat. Can we... oh, geez.
Question.
Hey! What is this?
Trump's recent attack on Syria is considered to be a response to the use chemical weapons by the Assad regime on rebels. The far-right or alt-right in the U.S. has condemned President Trump as a result, while former Republican adversaries have praised the decisive attacks. President Trump's acquired political support in the system of arrest in the face of those powers and other reasons. The man is very disappointed.
We should just say yes and get a different question.
Yes.
Because we have a rule, Michael, about politics, is we don't fucking talk about it. We should just put on like a 30-second Trump joke.
Speech? A speech with some Stalin music in the background.
Yeah, just for 30 seconds.
Yeah. Over top of what the question is.
Yeah.
And it's like, Michael!
Wait, hold on. I'm gonna just read this out. Trump's recent attack on a Syrian airfield is considered to be in response to the use of chemical weapons by the Assad regime on rebels. The far right, or alt-right, in the U.S. has condemned President Trump as a result, while former Republican adversaries have praised the decisive attacks. Do you believe that this is a start in a shift of policy position from President Trump to acquire political support from the establishment? What risk does he face from his original base of support? Or is this all just a ruse to distract youths from what has amounted to be a very turbulent first few months of being president from Michael? I don't fucking know.
Correct.
Next question.
Next question.
Oh, I rolled a one. Look what you did.
You ruined
Michael.
The podcast, Michael.
Number six. What are the pros and cons of daylight saving times?
They're terrible.
If daylight saving times were to be retracted, what schedule would you stay on? An hour ahead or an hour? It wouldn't matter one way or another.
Which schedule should we stay on? An hour ahead or an hour back? What happens when we change daylight saving times and the rest of the world doesn't? Okay, so...
I'm just going to preemptively call in support.
Oh, yeah.
Send
question.
Them to... me in
pulls.
All right.
Oh, hold on.
Reinforcements.
Hold on.
Oh, thanks, bro.
No problem. Got your back.
Thanks.
Daylight saving times. Pros of daylight saving times? There's not. Cons of daylight saving times? There's lots.
No, there's one pro and there's one con. The one pro is I get an extra hour of sleep once per year. The con is I lose an hour of sleep once per year.
But when you lose an hour of sleep, you also get an hour more daylight.
Actually, there's more cons as well. there's actually more cons. Having to reset all the fucking clocks.
Twice a year. The other thing is, like, if people who still have shitty phones and they rely on their phones for their, like,
alarms.
And the worst part is when you're, like, sometimes I'll be working. I've had this happen before where I've been working, like, a 14-hour-a-day schedule for, like, 6 days straight or 7 days straight. And time change happens right in the middle of those 7 days. And I kid you not, at least a quarter of the staff fuck it up and everybody shows up late or an hour early.
So there's literally no benefit to... There's no.
At this point in time, I don't think there's any real benefit anymore.
Because some old isn't it some old ass farming?
It's
farming. Thing?
It's for sunlight. So that
Adam. I watched a video on Adam. Adam ruins everything, and it was something else.
I don't remember what else it was. I always just was under the assumption that it's for
farmers. It was. I think it was for power. Like if you're going to sleep earlier, you're using less electricity.
Maybe. I feel like David Lane saving times was out a long before.
No,
that.
But the
why it was kept?
Yeah,
maybe.
Or that's why they said it was for farmers.
Now, as far as the whole like back an hour, forward an hour,
flip a fucking coin. I don't care.
Well, I think like staying back an hour, which is what we're in right now, is better long term because we'll continue to have more day late in the evenings, more time of the year around. I'd rather have more time.
More time in the evening. Hooray.
More daylight in the evenings. Fucking daylight savings time.
Spring fucking my asshole.
There are places. There are like
there's
countries.
Very few places. Oh yeah, that's the other part. What happens if we change and the rest of the world doesn't? Then I guess the rest of the world.
There's like time zones everywhere, so it
yeah,
make a difference.
Then
I mean, there's so many time zones that nobody's gonna notice.
Because it really only affects you. If, like, I guess you would have to accommodate for TV show times.
Yeah.
No comedy. There's no comedy in this question. Did you roll or did I roll? You do a double.
Do we taking a break?
We can take a break.
We're gonna take a break.
We're at 27 minutes. This is good.
Okay. We'll be back, folks.
Bap.
With a message from our sponsors.
Bap.
Blurb. You don't know how to use that mouse there?
Bap.
Pause.
Who's today's sponsor, Andrew?
Today's sponsor is brought to you by shitty building mates that live below you and won't shut the fuck up in the alley.
Today's sponsor is not moving for 1.2 years. 1.5 years. 2 years,
years.
7 years. Never
years,
moving.
97 years.
Literally never. 100 years Marpool.
100 years Marpool.
100 years Lane and Marpool. Lane and Marpool. Or wait, Lane and Starbucks. 100 years Lane and Starbucks.
9 seasons Lane.
9 seasons. It's gonna be Lane and Starbucks. Lane and not moving.
Never moving. Never leaving Marple.
Never moving.
Never leaving
always staying. Never moving. Vancouver. www.vancouver.com/neverlanemoving. Lane and not moving adventures.com. Forever. Okay, perfect. That's what my sponsor is. Am I rolling or
yeah,
are you rolling?
Yeah.
Okay, I'm up. High low. Hi. Did we do 6?
Yes.
I guess 4. What is something that society/large amounts of people participate in or does regularly in current day that in 100 years people will learn about and think we're idiots? Okay, so I think that's probably a Klaus thing. What is something that society or large amounts of people participate in today that people in 100 years will think that they were idiots?
Gay pride parades.
Really? You think in 100 years?
I think in 100 years, people are going to be like, I don't think gay pride parades will happen in 100 years.
It'll be straight pride parades when the gay wars happen.
What? Hold on. Let's take a step back here. What the fuck is the gay wars?
In 2027. A radical gay movement starts to terminate all straight people.
What about the trans people? And bisexuals.
That's a good question.
Are they like the rebels?
Yes. Yes. They're the ones that are allowed to breed.
They're male. They'll have sex with males and females. Mm. And they're allowed to breed.
Yeah.
But all the gays will wipe out the street.
This is also a joke.
Please take with very large amounts of salt. Like that's, we're both very okay with homosexuality. It is, like, if you're homosexual, that is A-okay.
I feel like
we should
feel like we shouldn't even need to state that.
I know, but there's listeners who don't know us.
Disclaimer. We are not homophobes.
No, not even a little bit. But the game works. Will the straight people be represented by communist manifestos?
Probably. Communist Manifesto, Episode 27, The Gay Wars.
Putin versus the gays. Oh, that's terrible.
It's pretty funny, though. Because, like, that's something that's so shocking that... Well, it's not even shocking, it's just ridiculous.
So, in 100 years, people will think the gay wars were pretty silly.
Maybe racism? That would be pretty cool.
I don't think in 100 years.
If people looked back and were like, really, 100 years? Actually, yeah. 100 years ago, we were using slaves.
Yeah, like, literally, like, it was like 100 years ago, you had slaves. So, 100 years later, it's like.
Hopefully, people being paid not a living wage. Like, looking back and being like, oh my god.
Yeah, we could start with female equality in wages. That'd be a good start.
Yeah.
But people aren't going to look back at that and be like, oh, idiots. Right? It was something that people are going to look back on and be like...
Twerking.
Twerking, definitely.
But they're going to have some new dance. That's even weirder.
Where they only use one butt cheek.
No, where they just straight up fuck on the dance floor.
Pretty sure that already happens in, like, European countries.
No, but I mean, like, straight up missionary position on the dance floor.
It's just the roof is only, like, 3 feet high and you just crawl in.
Like 6 feet. 6 feet. No, 7 feet, just for tall people. But, like, once you get in there...
No, but the club is only 3 feet high, and that way you have to missionary your way into the club.
Ooh.
So you start off, you can't even get up, you're always in missionary position.
That'd be sweaty.
And then we keep the fat people out, because it's only 3 foot high.
Ah, maybe that'll be enough in, like, the future, like, being morbidly obese.
We're gonna bring that back again?
No, like, no, like, it'll be like, oh my god, I can't believe people...
We're morbidly obese.
Yeah. Because a lot...
I don't think that'll be the case. I think if anything, people are just going to continue to get fatter and fatter.
But it's 100 years. After a while, like, something's got to give.
The fat people
Hopefully the gay wars sort it out.
The gay wars will kill all the fat people.
No, it'll just, like, it'll be a reset.
We didn't want to kill the straights. We just wanted to kill the
morbidly
obese.
No, it's not about extermination. It's about fixing the problems. You idiot.
Mm.
I never said it was about extermination.
We're going to have a war that's not based on races and cultures. It's going to be based on...
Well, I don't think wars have been based on races. No, it's it's mostly land and ideology, more so than race.
It's more so like... I mean, but...
Like, when was
the long-term effect is we associate ethnicities and races with war or bad things, right? Like, how often do you not, like, do you ever go to the airport and be like, oh, the Muslim guy's getting scanned, right?
But that's, like, not because I think the Muslim guy's a terrorist. That's
correct.
Because the system thinks the Muslim
society.
Guy.
What is something that society, the whole point is that we create this ideology around an ethnicity being cause of war. Even 100 years we'll laugh at the fact that white people cause wars.
Wait, what? Okay, hold on. But what I need to, like, have a fucking note take. This is another one of those... This is political.
It's fine.
Existed
100
years ago.
Okay, this question started off with the gay wars. I'm pretty sure...
I don't want to talk about politics. No, but I... Because what the fuck did I say? I didn't... We're going back and forth. People don't...
You don't think wars are based off ethnicity, which is true. I don't think wars start off with ethnicity.
Well, no. What I'm saying is people don't declare wars because, oh, fuck the brown people. Like, when was the last time the United States declared war because of a race? Not because some group of people was doing something, but because a race?
I don't know. I don't have enough answer to answer that.
I don't think.
But I have a feeling that because of a war based against another ethnicity, then it creates a fear of that ethnicity. When was the last time there was a war that? I can't say that. World War II. Where white people killed white people.
White people kill white people all the time.
No, in a war, like a big war, like World War II.
The Germans. Russians versus the Ukrainians? It wasn't really a war.
Scots versus English.
Okay, when what Russia versus Ukrainians was I talking about, Andrew?
I don't know.
Okay. Because you said yes, like you understood.
I was just trying to get to my point, which was when the Scottish people decided to train.
I mean the one that happened like last year when Russia invaded Crimea? Yeah. Crimea River?
Crimea. Or when the British took over Ireland, and Ireland is still...
That was a long time ago, though.
And Ireland is still partially owned by England.
Remember when Britain owned, like, everyone's shit?
It wasn't that long ago. Like, it was, like the last... There was still, like... What was it? 1995. There was, bombings from Ireland to England. And they had, like,
yeah, create but, a peace treaty. Yeah, but it wasn't Ireland to England. It was...
The IRA.
It was a terrorist group.
Yeah, the extremist Irish.
It's not like Ireland was at war with...
No, but there's still a really large amount of Irish people that want one Ireland united.
Well, now they've got doubled not that, because now... Remember, I love how Ireland was going to separate from England, and England was like, "No, don't separate from us, you need us!" And then England was like, "Hey, you're what was it?
The EU.
EU. European Union? Is that what it is? European Union. Fuck you! I'm going off to have my bangers and mash by myself.
My army is so big." Yeah, we're going to see how that's going to go.
I thought it was going bad. Wasn't it going
bad? It's going very poorly.
Wasn't it bad?
It's very bad.
I don't know.
It's not good. On the scale of good, it is not.
On, like, one of those semicircle charts, you know, things that are okay, this.
Not.
Okay. What the
so
fuck?
So I gave my answer.
Well, what is your answer?
My answer is in 100 years, people are going to think it's funny that we had gay pride parades.
Because
in 100 years,
and I'm gonna say
homosexuality is going to be totally accepted.
Unless it's not.
Yeah, but...
Because we've had 2,000 years... Wait.
But who knows? Maybe twerking will
continue. Wait, in between the Greeks and everyone else... It became not okay.
But, like, I would say in the last 30 years, people actually started finally being publicly gay. Mm. Like, it wasn't, like...
I don't even think...
Probably less than that. Probably, like, 20 years.
Yeah, I'd say 20 years.
Yeah.
Even 20 years. Like, when 2000s. Was... And I'm gonna say... Yeah, twerking.
That's a great answer.
Yeah.
You already think it's stupid, though.
I think everything's stupid. Except for Dungeons & Dragons! People are going to say that the lack of Dungeons & Dragons acceptance was stupid.
The lack of D&D campaigns.
Because in 2047, when the Nerd Wars happen...
After the Gay Wars. Because... When all the gays become D&D fans.
No. The nerds all joined up with the gays in the Nerd Wars, biding their time.
Wait, the gay D&D campaigns?
No. They're just D&D campaigns. They don't need to be gay D&D campaigns. You homophobe. You know, actually, in Curse of Strahd, there is a homosexual knight.
Is it really?
There's this...
D&D is open.
Yeah, well, they...
It's inclusive.
Yeah, it is. There's a group of knights, and one of them is, like... They're both dead, but they're all both, like, undead, and one of the... They both love each other, and one of them is really, like... has gone crazy, and the other one's really sad that the other one's gone crazy.
Aww.
Yeah.
It's an old married couple.
Yeah, except they're not really married couples. They're more like...
It's like an old couple.
Like, no, but they're more like, I guess, dudes who work together, but who also were in love.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like that. So, yeah, D&D's inclusive, bro.
Bro.
You don't have gay... a gay person wouldn't be like, "Hey, do you want to come play with my gay D&D character?" They would just say...
You're just drawing lines. You're just making shit.
No, well, that's part... I think that's part of the... Is where it's like, oh, we need to have, like, gay D&D. It's like, no, you just play D&D.
So we have a gay pride parade. We don't have a straight pride
parade. Wait, is it even called gay pride anymore? Isn't it just called pride now?
I think the short term is just pride because they're trying to drop the gay part of it.
Yeah, exactly. Because there's the whole, there's the LGBTQRS.
They're also trying to cut all the police out of the pride parade.
No, that's one. No, okay, we cannot get into that. That
and the line has been drawn.
That is a dangerous, dangerous topic.
All right, shall I roll this die?
Yeah, just no. Well, it's the last one. I think it's. Wait, do we do one?
Three.
Oh no, it's. Oh, you rolled a three?
No.
Oh.
You are 2 years old with all the knowledge and skills you have right now. What do you do with all the time you are saving from having to grow up and figure things out? So you're not, you're 2 years old.
Yep.
So you're already two, and you hate life, and you realize that everyone's an idiot. And
no, but unlike our original question, where... if you could go back in time, this is you have gone back in time.
Yeah.
So now butterfly effect is happening.
But you're two. No, no, no. You haven't gone back in time. You are 2 years old with all the knowledge that you have currently.
Oh, so now. Okay, so now you're a 2 year old.
Correct.
Living now. I feel like it's more like you are two. You go. I feel like it's a time travel thing.
I'm gonna word it in a way that makes a little more sense for everyone listening, especially.
Mm.
You're 2 years old. When you were 2 years old, in 1994.
Oh, 1994.
You were born in 92.
Right, yeah.
It's 1994.
Sure.
You're 2 years old.
Yeah.
You have all the knowledge of life that you've learned.
Right.
Now.
Yes.
In 94, when you're 2 years old.
So it's time. Regardless of time travel, there or not there. Still. Yes. Butterfly effect.
What are you saying?
Because everything that you do, because if you wake up tomorrow and you're in the body of your two-year-old self and you have the collective knowledge of your now self, there's no way you're going to do everything that your original two-year-old self did.
Correct. So you do something different.
Exactly. Which is going to cause butterfly effect, which is going to cause, like, ripples in time, which is going to cause different things to happen.
Let's just say you went back in time and shared all of your knowledge with your two-year-old self.
Same thing.
Okay,
butterfly.
Let's pretend butterfly doesn't affect.
It does though,
because you're not answering the question.
But also that's
it's the knowledge and skills you currently have.
I don't know. I fucking.
What
do
you do?
I buy Bitcoin. When Bitcoin is really cheap, I spend all of my money on Bitcoin.
It's really funny that you go to that because of the knowledge and skills you have, what you've learned.
Fuck yeah! What.
It's like, all you do is just go and acquire currency.
I guess, instead of starting with Space Marines, I start with Dark Eldar.
You want, try and achieve more in life?
Like what? Like,
change your career, or work harder at certain things, or...
Like what? I still don't know what I want to fucking do. I guess I would repeat everything. I'd probably try and blow off more high school. Like, I'd blow off all this high school that I feel like I could get away with.
Every single PE class.
No, I'd probably try and actually, I wouldn't blow off PE, but at the same time, fuck PE.
Fuck. Something else you would change?
Like what? I'd try to date girls in high school?
I wouldn't talk to Andrew.
Guess fucking what? I'm not gonna date girls in high school. It doesn't fucking matter. It doesn't matter how much knowledge I have. I'd call a lot more people out on their bullshit in high school. That's what
I'd probably do that too. I'd probably get into a lot more fights in high school.
I wouldn't get into fights. I would just be calling people.
I'd be more aggressive with their bullshit. Yeah.
I'd be like, I've had 16 years to think about what you said.
And you know what?
Fuck you. We've known each other for 2 weeks. Yeah, I know. But I've known you for a couple years plus
Fuck
7
you.
Years where we didn't talk. Jimmy, you fucker.
You mutter. Yeah. Starbucks.
I don't know a Jimmy, so that's...
Yeah, perfect.
Do I even know a... Oh, I work with a Jim. At Starbucks.
At Starbucks.
Yeah.
Good old Starbucks.
Good old Jimmy, Jim, Jim, Jim. Ooh.
Jimmy, Jim. Jim, Jim. Jim, Jim.
Yeah, I don't know. That's... But you have to accept that everything you do in the past is going to change your future.
Correct. Yeah, everything's going to change in your future. I agree. But you can do a lot of different things in your life now that you have knowledge of. I don't know, I might not go into theater at all.
What?
Well, I might take my knowledge of, like, leadership.
Become a cult leader.
Well, leadership skills and, like, try and run a company or
all. I'd also make a whole bunch of bets about things like, in 2017, well, in 2016, Donald Trump will be president. Hopefully causing some butterfly effects for that not to happen.
I thought you were gonna say sports bets. I was about to call you out and be like,
"Yeah, why would I make sports bet? I don't know."
Be like, "What?
I don't know."
Name sports. One time where
In 2000 something, the Boston Bruins beat the shit out of the Canucks, and there's a riot in Vancouver.
Correct.
I'd make a bet on that.
Yeah, that'd be one place you could really easily make a bet. And you could go to Vancouver and take some of the photos in the riots. This guy. I'd probably like try and do like leadership workshops or something in the future. I would definitely call people on their bullshit a lot more when I was younger. Just be like, no, you're a piece of shit. You're a piece of shit. And calling you out on your shit, I'm a piece of shit. So.
Yeah.
I would call a lot more people on their shit. 2-year-old self.
I would be very excited for my skill of painting Warhammer to be at my level now, because imagine what I would be like in another 15 years. Like, oh boy.
And you're already like pre-trained on Overwatch as well, so...
But I'd get rusty. I would get rusty.
But you go back and play, like, StarCraft and shit?
I was never good at StarCraft.
Yeah, but you already know it better than most people. Like, back then, you'd be like, oh. I guess StarCraft's been out since,
yeah,
like,
StarCraft. I'm pretty sure it was... I don't know when it was, but... I don't think it was 8. I think it was probably 90s.
You try and get into, like, esports at a younger age.
I don't think I'd be able to.
You still don't have the skill set for it?
Yeah, I don't. I'm not that great with video. I'm like... I'm not amazing. I'm pretty good at video games.
Yeah. I understand that. Word.
All right. Now, are we doing? Okay. So we're gonna do the bonus question.
Okay. I'm gonna pee first.
Oh Jesus!
Pull it up. I'm gonna pee.
All right. I'll try and find it. I'll pause the thing. Okay. We're doing a bonus question from
Bonus question from Jillian.
Bonus. This is from Jillian.
Jillian?
Jillian!
Hey!
No, Jillian Starbucks.
Starbucks.
When you finally, inevitably snap and go on a murderous rampage,
correct,
theme music will miraculously begin to play in the air in a 20-foot radius sphere centered on you. The music will continue until your rampage ends. What song will serve as the BGM for your orgy of death and destruction?
What does BGM stand for? Serve as your...
I actually don't know, to be honest.
As the background music.
Oh.
Serve as your background
Big music. Gay monster? I'm thinking background music.
It's background music.
I don't know.
Big gay monster.
Big gay monster. Okay.
We'll serve as the big gay monster of your orgy
of destruction. Nice. Nice.
So when you find an Emily Sam and you go to
murder, what's your murder song?
Pick a murder song.
I've got at least one. I've got two actually. I've got three. Can I get
calm down?
Can I get a playlist?
Can I get a Lane's mix of Rampage?
Rampage Mix Jams 07. Actually, I guess 17, not 07.
But you made them in 07.
I made them in
07. For when you were going to snap.
Yeah. Did I tell you about my work week? This week?
No.
I open and then close and then open and then close and then open and then close and then open and then close.
Really?
Yeah.
So you're not going to have a life?
Well, I'm in theory in between the open and the close. I can, but... like, yeah, for the next 8 days.
That's ridiculous.
I know, my boss is
he's a dickhole.
Yeah.
That's awful.
I know, it's pretty mean.
Okay. So wait, this question made you think of that. You realize, right? You just connected the dots between your murderous rampage.
Yeah, Daniel was telling me about how we sell machetes now, and I made a joke. I was like, maybe I'll go take a look at them in 8 days.
so
I've got at least three.
Okay, let me just give me a second. I got one. I got a good one. I got another one.
Oh!
But now things are even out.
Amazing. Hold on.
The feel.
I don't know what song that is, but I love it. It feels good. It's a hit song. Top the charts, I think.
Ha ho! That's a pretty good answer.
Yeah, I do
Feels good song from Rick and Morty. Nice. I would do Do You Believe in Magic by the Love and Spoonful. It comes out of this.
Would you sing along?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. That are like Funky Town or something? Take me to
the
Funky Town. And I'd be like, I'll take you to Funky Town.
There was a couple other ones that I thought of.
This was Staying Alive. It's always a good one.
Bee Gees. It's ironic.
Exactly. You're not.
The other one would be the Russian music for when Communist Manifesto finally snaps.
I feel like that you just wouldn't end in that play. You just keep going.
It would go forever.
Yeah, you just put it on loop and you'd be like, the playlist literally just stopped at that song and just hit loop and it's just like, you just never ended.
Forever the bourgeoisie will kneel before Communist Manifesto.
That's so dark.
It's not that dark. Well, about the murdering, I guess. That's kind of dark, I guess.
Feels good. Yeah, good murder songs. That's a good question. But the murdering would only last.
The music will continue until your rampage ends. So as long as you keep rampaging, that's the great thing about the Russian music. It's just gonna pump me up.
Yeah, it's gonna just.
It's gonna increase the tempo of the murder.
A little Lacrimosa, maybe even. Some Lacrimosa in the background. So dark. It feels so good. Did you kill people in slow motion?
It would be filmed in slow motion, but I'd have to kill people at full speed.
Full speed.
Yeah. I feel like Lacrimosa wouldn't really work.
That'd be too slow.
Yeah. That's why, you know, this one works.
Or I do this one. Hold on. Look away.
Okay. Oh,
Lane!
I'm sorry.
You just looked right at it! Look. Jesus Christ! I do this, probably. I'd be able to fight fast enough with this. I'd be like, yeah. Good old Mortal Kombat. I could put that on repeat for hours.
Alright, are we done here?
Do you remember the old... No.
Oh, okay.
Do you remember the old Mortal Kombat video on, like, E-Bombs World?
With Smosh.
Is that what it was?
It was those...
The two guys?
Yeah. They're like really big on YouTube now. They've been huge on YouTube for years.
Yeah, I watched that again.
Smosh Bros or something.
That was so fun. Remember when that first
they
came
still
out?
Do that kind of comedy. Like they still do the low fucking brow comedy.
That was filmed like on one of those like webcams, the big bulb webcams you can put on your computer. The good old days.
You know that several. It's like I want to say it's 100 years of footage is uploaded to YouTube every day.
Yeah, there's just like a massive amount of footage that's put
huge.
On YouTube
it's
now.
It's redonk.
You can still find the first YouTube video, can't you? Like, it's still offline.
Maybe, I don't know.
Really,
what's the first YouTube video? I don't know what it is.
I'm pretty sure you can look it up.
Let's find it out! No.
It's like some small little video that they did for testing.
Oh, that's kind of boring.
Yeah, but like you can still go and see it. It's like millions and millions and millions.
I wonder how many views Numa Numa has.
We're going to do some Googling after this.
We're just going to sit here and Google videos.
YouTube. Old YouTube. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff. What? There's not a lot of other video. There's like Vevo.
Whatever. What?
Other video players.
Dailymotion. There's a couple other ones that
Bing videos.
Is there Bing videos? No, Vimeo. Oh yeah, wait. Did you say Vimeo or Vimo?
Vimo. That's what it is.
Is it Vimeo?
It's Vimo.
Are you sure it's not Vimeo?
Oh no, it's Vimeo. Yeah, okay. V-I-M-E-O.
Yeah, I was like, I'm trying to remember how to spell it. Fuck is Vimo? Sounds like a fucking power drink.
I just worked for a company called Vivo, so I was kind of. I was confused. I was kerpuppled.
You're confuffled.
Confuffled.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Confuffled.
I don't know why, but everything's really quiet now. It's really quiet.
Me.
I don't know why. Okay, are we done? Are we done here?
I think we're done here.
Can I play video games now?
We can talk about it.
I'm gonna play video games
okay.
now.
Okay, have a good night, ladies and gentlemen.
Wait, we have to say, this is People Say Words. Please send your non-super easy to answer, non-political nerd questions to our Facebook account, People Say Words at Facebook, Gmail, Facebook. Or gmail.com, 100 years People Say Words.
If you want to donate money, we'll take it.
Yeah, just send us or just if you want to ever deliver me a pizza.
But not me.
But like, send me a Facebook message if you want to deliver me a pizza.
I'll give you the address. You can order it.
Yeah, we're not gonna just give the address on, you know, this, because that would be dangerous. Because
we live at